Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie has become a great member of our brain trust over the last 15 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's one of the great leadership coaches of our time. She's the author of a number of books, including Link Out. And she is has been leading organizations, teams of CEOs through her work with Vistage for a number of years. She's a women's leadership expert and leader, and she's our good friend. Leslie, welcome back.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. We need each other, right?
We sure do.
Especially now.
And she's a Vistage chair, by the way, not just one of their leaders. Hey, Leslie, you're talking to CEOs. You've got all these roundtable groups that you work with through Vistage, and I know that you touch a number of other groups and communities, ecosystems. What are they talking about? What are you telling them? Share your wisdom with us, please.
Well, there's a lot of things. And first of all, we look at the world now, and we are all going virtual if we have not already gotten there. And we have to be right now. And so just because we are not together physically doesn't mean that we shouldn't be together. We need to continue those relationships and talk to each other and help each other and support each other. This is very, very important. Outside our organization, business owners together, continuing the conversations of what the challenges they're going through and how they can help each other. And also internally, because it's not only communicating internally with your employees and keeping them going and effective. If you're, let's assume we can keep our businesses going right now as long as we possibly can, but we need to be transparent about things. We really need to be honest.
What is that?
Ask for help. I mean, you know, we need to not pretend. Let's say everything is going to be all right. It's one thing to say that, but yeah, we could, let's be optimistic, but let's not be optimistic silent. We need to help each other. We're only going to be okay if we're open and honest and take the ideas of each other to get through this. And that is very, very important. So communication has got to continue. It's got to continue internally when you have your employees working virtually on their phones, on their laptops, on Zoom, whatever. However, you have to make sure you've got a communication system in place, that you are in touch and every day. And you have to be in touch with other CEOs and leaders of organizations and talking about how this is hitting you and how, what kind of help do you need? Let's be there for each other through all of this. Very important.
That's such an important message to get out. Thank you for that. I knew we could count on you for that. You know, Leslie, after in December of 2008, you know, when we still didn't know exactly how bad things were going to get around the world after the financial crisis, I could tell my employees were a little nervous. And I just got them together and I said, folks, I've been in the marketplace now for a long time, decades. I've been through other things not unlike this. And I said, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know how we've dealt with things here when this is, things like this have happened in the past. And as you can see, we're still here. And I said, so all I can tell you is, I don't know what's going to be going on in the future, but I do know how we've dealt with this. And I hope that means something to you. Because this is a tough time, but this isn't the worst. This isn't the only thing that's ever happened to us. And I'm going to call on that history, on that perspective to try to lead us through this. And I think that settled everybody down. I think everybody was fine after that.
Well, that's right. You spoke up and told them you're there with them. You know, and this is a little, and that's what we have to do again. And the interesting thing, and I was listening in on your, you know, last segment, is one of the things we have to realize also is that we have a lot of new young founders of businesses today. It's not just you and I, and I mean, we've been through
some of them haven't been through a tough time like this before.
Exactly. Most of them have not. And they've been coming through a very optimistic time. So there's a lot of fear out there. And I think that we, as more experienced business owners, need to be there for them.
Yeah, I agree.
And our economy depends on it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after this break, folks, with more leadership wisdom from Leslie Grossman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.